Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. In today's episode, I would like to deal with the humorous side of becoming better familiar with the Polish language. Over my many years of living in Poland, I've seen more and more international brands enter our Polish market, and like many companies before them, they sometimes completely fail to do their homework on how their brand or product name might translate into the native language of the destination country. A perfect example is the fictional anecdote you'll find in virtually every college marketing book. You know, that first marketing class you had, you hear the story of when General Motors decided to sell the Chevy Nova automobile in Latin America. Nova, or Nova, translates in Spanish to "it doesn't go," and it led to the car completely failing there. Well, here in Poland, it's easy to spot some prime examples of funny international names that put a smirk on the faces of Polish people. So here we go. I am going to share my top 10 personal observations with you. Let's get right into it. Counting down from 10 to 1, let's begin with our first example at number 10, and that is the Dodge Caravan. While English-speaking countries associate a caravan with holiday travel or traveling together with several other people, here in Poland, a caravan is, are you ready? A hearse. It's a good thing for Dodge that minivans are practically dead nowadays, at least in Poland. Hey, Poles, you want to buy a caravan for the family? Number 9 on our list is another car called the Renault Captur. And while this may not be very funny, it's amusing how differently the word can be understood. The word capture in French translates to capture in English, like the car captures your attention. However, a Pole is likely to understand it to mean a hood, as in a hooded sweatshirt or a hooded jacket. Captur. It just doesn't have the same thrill in the name, right? Moving down to number 8, I have to laugh along with many of my Polish friends and family with the name Ham for a meat company here in Silesia. You'll see their large billboard while driving by the Katowice airport. Although ham is a lovely English word for szynka in Polish, the Polish pronunciation sounds a lot like cham, which is a word to describe a highly rude person. You never want to be called cham in Poland. Bad thing. Numbers 7 and 6 are really hilarious ones, and they are both names of international cosmetic companies. Let's start with the name Pupa Milano from Italy, which sells quality makeup. With even limited Polish knowledge, this one will quickly grab your attention because pupa is the word for bottom or butt. For number 6, I'll never forget the time my wife ordered some Ohui cosmetics online. Being a Korean company, someone in marketing likely took a lot of heat there, as this word in Polish is one of the worst curse words referring to a man's intimate part in highly vulgar fashion. Be careful with that brand. Up next, the brand Curver is perfect for our number 5 today. While it looks harmless to an English-speaking person, saying Curver with a Polish U, kurwer, makes it sound like a very common curse word used to describe a prostitute or whore, which is also one of the most frequently used swear words in Polish. So we'll just always refer to this brand as Curver to be on the safe side. Number 4, you will find the word Duplo in two popular products in Poland. The first, of course, is Lego Duplo, and the second is a chocolate bar called Duplo by the Ferrero company. Duplo may sound innocent at first, but when pronounced fast in Polish style, it sounds a whole lot like the Polish word dupa, which is the curse word for someone's rear end. In other words, it's the crude way to say pupa, as we just mentioned before. I have heard countless kids laughing about this one. Listen to number 3, Siku. Like all kids, my 3 boys are crazy about Hot Wheels, Matchbox cars, and it's a really special day when they receive a high-quality toy car from the Siku company. Siku, or Ziku, a German company that's been making fine toys for over 100 years, failed to realize, or they simply don't care, that Siku, spoken in Polish as Siku, translates to the word piss. Piss, Siku. Number 2, Cipo and Bax. Okay, this brand name is a total disaster in Poland, but it just might be a genius way to advertise here. Cipo and Bax is an international clothing company using Turkish denim in much of their collection, and they sell their clothing online and in several physical shops here in Poland and throughout Europe. Let's start with the first word in the brand name, Cipo. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Do you pronounce it Cipo or Cipo? I don't know. But the Polish pronunciation, wow. It comes across terribly. cheap ball, which sounds dangerously close to this word. And that is a terrible, terrible way to refer to a woman's private part in Polish. Wow, that name ought to be changed, I think. It's just bad, bad, bad. All right, number one, the final one on my list today is my all-time favorite. Every time I'm in a do-it-yourself store, a hardware store, I see light bulbs, Osram, German manufacturer, Osram. Maybe in German it's pronounced Osram, I'm not sure, but in Polish, Osram brings to mind something totally different. Osram in Polish makes a Pole think of having a terrible accident regarding going number two and making a terrible mess as a result. I have no idea how over decades this bulb has survived with that brand name here, but it's popular. Poles buy it, Osram light bulbs. But again, I just have to chuckle when I see that. All these years later, it still makes me crack up. Well, all right, those were my top 10 international brands that just didn't translate very well here in Poland. If I forgot anything, put it in the comments section, maybe something that's just so obvious that I didn't realize that would make my audience laugh or kind of educate people moving to Poland and learning Polish. That's really the whole idea here, to show why we love this country and what's great about it, the good and the bad. If you have not subscribed to my channel, I would love to have you click the button right here on the USA map that I recently put on the wall so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you in the next one. Have a good one.